I feel like it. Now it's me, Alan Smith, for Wee Puckley Stories of the Days, P&J, on Monday, January 29th. So, hope everybody had a dandy weekend. We had a lovely weekend. We, daughter Ashley and her partner Barnaby was up, and we were Loon Mark and his partner Shannon, wee grandson Brody Roon, and was our at Haddo Hoose on Saturday. So, a rare trek around there, and amazing seeing that. Ah, the trees, it's, you know, been blowing down in that storm a couple of years ago, and they're, you know, still more to sort out, but they've thousands and thousands ready for being picked up in a while, but it's just devastated the place, but still very bonny and lots of things to do, and everybody had a rare time, I think, so fine to see everybody. One of my front page of paper today is fears for Northeast Toon's health hubs. So a freeze on national health construction projects has sparked fears over the future of two new health centres in Northeast Toons. Concerns are growing that the planned medical hubs in Ellen and Buncree will be pushed even further back in a queue. Ellen this month, health boards across Scotland were ordered to halt the new build projects amid a major spending review. Sites hit include a new NHS National Treatment Centre in Aberdeen, which aims to cut patient waiting lists. But with large-scale projects like that being paused, questions are being raised about efforts to improve community facilities. North East MSP Douglas Lumsden is worried the latest budget crisis puts a new Ellen Health Centre at risk. He said the current medical practice is not fit for purpose for the 21st century at a time when the Toon's population continues to grow rapidly, which is why it's unacceptable these delays have occurred. Aberdeenshire West MP Alexander Burnett has similar concerns for Buncree, saying residents will rightly feel let down. The community has seen very little progress, so well, I have a job now because you know, everybody's screaming to see doctors, and it's just like near impossible. But you know, places like Ellen and Buncree, we need to have some kind of upgrade, I think, if they're still trying to work about with all centres like Inverurie had years and years ago, and now they've got a brand new place for the hospital, ways, but still trying to see a doctor's like maybe he's real asking for £1 million. But, you know, hopefully they'll find a door somewhere because they can't hang on like this. It's just impossible. Now, here's a campaigner step up pressure and bid to replace bridge. So, this is concerned Newton Hill folk are demanding that Aberdeenshire Council replaces a vital bridge that was knocked down. About 30 residents were joined by local politicians to discuss concerns about the impact of losing Burnside Bridge over the Elsick Burn on Friday night. The already damaged bridge was knocked down in October amid fears it would be swept away by Storm Babette. But then again, hope for important, in inverted commas, status on the council's priority list. That decision has angered locals, for I believe officials didn't consider impacts like safe routes to school and access to trails used by walkers and cyclists. The campaigners say losing the bridge has compromised disabled access to the beach and other areas, as the only alternative is a steep path. So, well, I really didn't care muckle about it, but, you know, you would have thought if they knock out a bridge down, it doesn't look like a great. I mean, it's only where a burn. So, it wouldn't, you would think that, you know, millions of pounds to replace it, but I could be wrong. But anyway, Newton Hillers is not happy and they're needing their break back, so it's important to them. Now, here's celebrities enjoy a D-side Burns supper, and this is Alexa Chung and James Nesbitt celebrated Burns night at the Fife Arms with Huggies, Neeps, and Ties this weekend. The model shared photos of her and the Northern Irish actor for the 5-star hotel's annual Burns supper on Saturday. James joined in the Kayleigh Dunson after readings for Taggart star Blythe Duff, who delivered the address to the Huggies. Alexa also posted photos for the Cairngorms National Park on Instagram hours before the formal dinner. The Fife Arms has become incredibly popular among Britain's celebrities over the past couple of years. The Deeside luxury resort has recently welcomed several famous faces. John Bishop, Dame Maureen Lipman, and Hugh Bonneville brought in the bells at the hotel's famous Hogmanay party. Actor and comedian John Bishop praised his stay at the resort, describing his visit His visit is a perfect way to start 2024. The previous year, actress Dame Judi Dench and Scottish singer Charlene Spiteri also joined in the New Year festivities. Meanwhile, singer and songwriter Rita Ora visited the Bermar Hotel last November. So, God, if I would have thought it, that folk going up to Bermar, and, you know, I'll bet you if you'd asked them to paint it out on a map of 400, there were no chance. But it seems to be a place for the bigwigs to gang now for all this kind of parties and stuff, but, you know, I'm sure they're well looked after and getting a few bucks to put their names to that and encourage, you know, non-celebrities like myself to try it. But I've been in Bermar once or twice, and that's enough in my lifetime, I think. Now, here's a fresh start. Ruined by abuse of partner. So, Sir Peter Heed Money has admitted abusing his partner after a fresh start in Elgin Turn Sewer. Peter James and his partner had moved to Elgin last year with the hope of rekindling their turbulent romance. The couple moved to Cameron Park Bray in Elgin, and on July 30th, 2023, James awoke instantly in a bad mood. Again, folk get out there on the side of bed sometimes, but they're waking up just in a bad humour, surely. But anyway, Mrs. Ralph said he was huffing and puffing, saying they had lots to do that day. This sudden change of demeanour resulted in James's partner barricading herself in the bedroom to prevent him from getting in. The court was dealt. She exited through the window and got back into the flat via the front door. Mrs. Ralph told the court, and then wedged the sofa up against the living room door to prevent James from getting entry. James went into the property's caretaker for help to get access, and in returning was told that because his name was on the lease, she had to let him inside. She did so, and he said he would leave and just get his things, but the aggression continued, and she called 999. So, anyway, the boy, now based in King Street, Peter Heed, admitted behaving in a threatening and abusive manner while shouting abusive remarks at his partner. Sheriff David Sutherland put James under supervision for 1 year and ordered him to carry out 80 hours of unpaid work. So, crikey, eh? True love in Peter Heed. It's never a dull moment. And I'll bet the folk in Elgin was glad at their back in Peter Heed, no? Now, just a bit on my favourite topic now, the Granite Mile. And this is how will City fill upper floors of Granite Mile? So, can Union Street ever recapture its peak as it brimmed with folk for the ground floor up? Work to revitalise the Granite Mile has so far mostly focused on eye level. Empty shops have been viewed as one of the first parts of the puzzle as city leaders look to reintroduce the sparkle in the street. But looking up, there are far fewer answers to be found on the upper floors. Certainly none can be seen through their greasy, dusty windows. In its heyday, every building in Union Street was full for the ground level to the uppermost floors, Aberdeen-inspired Chief Executive Adrian Watson said, and we want to see it that way again. He's asking for the city for £15,000 to fund a survey to work out how the empty levels can play a part. It comes only days after the Granite Mile was shaken by its latest big name withdrawal. That's his Marks and Sparks, closing his St. Nicholas Street shop is a disaster. But the Union Street upper floor story could lend some new vim to the tired Aberdeen is a place for folk to live, work, study, play shop that usually ends up on the journalistic curtain room floor. At the end of last year, the City Council's own property chief, Stephen Booth, parked Aberdeen's own pilot project on upstairs redevelopment. He said the hopes of developing an exemplar mix of upmarket apartments, offices and cafes at 101 to 103 Union Street are currently unaffordable. Meanwhile, Aberdeen Inspired wants to hire High Street guru Ian Nicholson to size up the opportunity of bringing Union Street's upper floors back to use and identify the barriers in doing so. So, well, there you go. Well, I think it wouldn't take an absolute genius to figure out that you can upstairs folk had to be flats and maybe a couple offices spread about, but they were big for littler companies maybe getting up and going, and you know, downstairs would be shops and cafes. So considerably tune a fortune if it's ringing at that Ian Nicholson lad and one of their gurus. Discount the Doric Express guru. And I'll just finish up with sport as normal. And back page paper day is Paul Vara sees need to be heed strong. So midfielder Dante Paul Vara has warned Aberdeen must learn not to lose their heads from suffering a setback. He reckons the Dons lost their cool after a Bojan Miovski goal was controversially chucked off following a VAR review for Fana Hintla penalty. But then went on to lose 2-0 at Tynecastle in a defeat that effectively extinguished any hopes of finishing third in the Premiership. Well, they're going to be third, Bodden, but you know, we can only hope that Barry Robson certainly getting a bit of fighting talk on their wireless this afternoon. So hope that's transmitted to the players and they get, at least get a buckle wins together, because it's just been a disaster of a season, just lurching from crisis to crisis. But I would support them, no matter if it's, so come on, everybody. No, that's me done for dinner. It's a wee puckle series of today's Press and Journal, Monday, 29th of January, 2024. And a very pleasant day, actually. Ne too cold this morning, ne windy, ne frosty, ne rain of hard, I think. And, you know, it's getting a bit cooler now, just about summertime. But on the whole, not too bad. And I've seen some of the papers right up at West Coast, some places was nearly 20 degrees, just unbelievable. Certainly it was not here, but it was not bad. It was a very good weekend, as I said, drinking about Haddo, and I woke up at dawn yesterday about it, and it was a very fine day indeed. So, just as muckle as for today was, I would say. So, anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast now. Mind and tell some other folk about it, and if you can let anybody care about it, tell them to follow us on Spotify. That's a way forward. I'll never miss an episode. And they'll have days and days of all episodes to listen to until they get caught up. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.